49. Podcast for the Bad Seeds. Thank you for listening. If you've never listened before, thank you for joining us. Today, I'm sitting here with the Queen City Rejects, or a portion of the Queen City Rejects. I'm going to let everybody go around and introduce themselves.
Guitars, Marshall Champion.
All right.
Johnny, bass, vocals.
Justin, drummer. He's gone.
I dove right into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still moving on, but
so in reference, he's we'll just tell everybody exactly what you're referencing.
Justin Fisher, he was my Quincy Jones. He played drums, he played bass, he even played guitar. I mean, he had played every instrument in Queen City Rejects, and he just passed away a week ago today.
Wow.
Yeah. Very abruptly. He was a young guy. Fucking hated Billy Joel, but only the good die young.
I hate Billy Joel, man.
But he loved that shit, like Howlin' Wolf. You know, I put a spell on you.
Yeah.
You know, he loved that shit. That was his rock and roll. Yeah. Stooges, MC5. Yeah. And that's the thing. He was in the band. He didn't like hardcore. He didn't like, you know, punk. I mean, he liked real punk.
Yeah.
Like, again, Stooges, you know, Sabbath. Of course, he liked Sabbath. But just real rock and roll.
Right.
You know.
None of that watered down bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm like, here, listen to this. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just his. No. You know, his heavy metal was Lord Baltimore. And that, did I say that right?
Baltimore. Lord, yeah. Baltimore.
Yeah, that's like Sabbath before Sabbath, or, yeah, you know,
Sabbath before Sabbath.
Or just right around, what, you know, you know how you got your, in the 80s, it was NXS or Bad Company, and NXS, boom, and Bad Company.
In a big country.
Not Bad Company, Big Country.
Big Country.
Same thing.
So, where you guys are from, how you got started, original members?
There is not one original member left except for me. I mean, I've played with him, with Marshall. There was that fucking whistle. You heard it.
Hello, Chris. Hello. Yeah.
But I played with Marshall since 2008.
Yeah, probably 7 or 8, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been in various, you know, some that won't be mentioned, but some, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what the name of the band was. I mean, it was like when we wrote songs together, it was, and one of the things Justin would say, that's why I was so fucking excited. I could say fuck, right?
Yeah, you could say anything you want.
I could say fart.
Fart.
Boob.
You could say fuck, but do not say fart. Not on here.
But, no, it's like, I was so fucking excited about getting Marshall back, you know, me playing with Marshall and getting him in Queen City Rejects, because Marshall is like, I'm getting ready to blow smoke up his ass, you know, he's going to turn into a fucking bowl. But no, I mean, it's like, you know, he's fucking a guitar wailer, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's a fucking shredder. He's a shredder.
Shredder.
You know, and master that shredder. Was the
master shredder.
His fucking master shredder. Marshall, his fucking name's Marshall Champion.
Yeah.
I mean, how fucking. Yeah.
Cabs and clothes, man. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, a fucking comic book.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, that's more of like a Bruce Wayne type.
Yeah.
You got like a vigilante type.
Yeah.
type yeah. name.
You know, yeah, it's like Marshall Champion.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I mean, it's, and to play in.
It's actually Aquaman's actual name is Marshall Champion.
Yeah, yeah.
They changed his name to that.
Now. Yeah.
Cast forth from that.
Greasy.
Greasy.
So, Marshall, where'd you come from? Where did you guys meet? How about that?
Well,
where'd you come from?
it's like Johnny said, it was probably about 2007 and 2008. We had a mutual friend pull us into a band situation, and we made that last about 5-6 years. Rode the shit out of it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You've heard of Chapel Grove?
Yeah.
You can edit this.
Chapel yeah, you can Grove. Edit that.
Chapel no, Grove, really, yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's just,
I'm from Chapel Grove, actually, too.
Are you that? Really?
You yeah.
Know
oh, God. Might. I don't know anybody's name at all.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody before, like, I was 22 years old, I try to forget completely.
Wow. Yeah, we're trying to forget Chapel Grove. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that with every band I've ever been in. So.
Yeah, it gets to a point where you're like, oh, you can mean? I move past this?
What do I do?
In music.
Oh, I play guitar and play bass.
Yeah.
I did. I had to get rid of that. Shit happens.
You're a daddy now.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I'm just a very irresponsible bandmate, and I lose equipment.
Yeah.
Like a whole Mesa setup. How do you lose that? I don't know. Leave it to me.
Yeah.
So, I think music is not my thing. If I got to keep up with shit.
I leave shit at gigs all the time.
Yeah. Well, this was... All right, here's a story. Our practice spot was in those fucking broken down buildings across the street from the check cashing place on Franklin. Like that little strip of shit. One of my friends knew an owner. So like we would practice in there with Monarchist and Hemisphere. And my band run them out. And... like their shit was set up, and I'm so
the
nice.
Name of your band was Run 'Em Out.
Run 'Em Out, yeah.
That's fucking that badass name.
Yeah, it didn't last long, but it was dope.
It was cool. I liked that.
It was.
I liked that.
So their professional rigs and shit were set up over here. Ours were just thrown together, mismatched pieces of shit, which is what I've always played. And one day I was like, you know, Sean, let me use your shit. And he was like this PV triple X and like a fucking double stack Mesa boogie cabs or whatever. And I was like, and he was like, all right, yeah, just, you know, don't fuck it up. I'm like, all right. And, I had 240s and, I fucking set one on his fucking head and I don't know why I did it, but it fucking spilt and it fucking fried everything of his. So I had to like just literally give him my shit and pay out of pocket for it, you know? So
that's tragic. Every time somebody comes puts a can near my shit, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, why are you such an asshole? I'm like, oh, I don't want to pay for that shit again.
Yeah, dude, that's the insurance don't cover all that. No, so
I've learned to take better care of my shit. Through the years, especially other bands using your shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it's like, which by the way, this Saturday, the Van Huskins are, how do you like that segue? Boom. I've been watching Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Love Joe Rogan, dude.
I just got through watching, I also have ADD. I was watching him and Henry Rollins last night.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But anyway, Van Huskins are playing this Saturday at Freeman's. Show starts at 8.
Sharp.
Yeah, because we're playing with fucking Anti-Scene. They're like, we want to be on a fucking, we want to be started by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you got to listen to them.
You got
to
do what Jeff says.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's but he's so fucking graciously to let us squeeze in a couple of songs, you know, and there's a surprise.
But wait, there's more. That's
but
cool.
Yeah, anyway, point being, train back on track. Van Huskins is letting us use their shit, you know, so that's.
So what you're saying is y'all look out. Don't let him put beers on your shit.
No, well, no, no. I mean, it's like, me and Van Huskins, and, you know, even with Ben Huskins, the almighty Ben Huskins. I mean, we've known those cats for 20-something years. High school, being in bands, being in rival bands.
Yeah.
You know.
The bands that didn't play with each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was one. There was one. They were in a band called The Crusties. It was The Accidents from the 90s.
Yeah.
But before they were The Accidents, they were like Pope's Own Dope. Before they were that, they were The Crusties. Before they were that, they were something else. But it's always been Mike Phillips and Eric Huskins and various others. And but anyway, there was they were in The Crusties. And I was in a band called Guppy Love with fucking, here's a name drop, Mark Taylor from Channel 9, fucking Traffic in the Morning.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. He was in, he and I were in a band called Guppy Love, and we opened up for Nile.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And
his name, Carl Sanders.
That's where he and I met. Carl Sanders. First time, like 1992.
94, 95. 94 or 95, something like that.
Yeah, at a Chick-fil-A on top of the mall.
Ooh.
Back when they had food
the third floor. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
But yeah, we were in a band together, Mark Taylor and me and this guy named Bill Brooks. Bill Brooks apparently pissed off somebody in the Crusties because they all knew each other. They all went to Gaston College.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it was just, it was, I didn't know these guys. I didn't know them, but it was just, and that's how we became friends, because it's like, oh, these guys are dicks. Well, you guys are douchebags. Well, this and that and this and that. It's like, yeah. Oh, but you guys are cool, you know? And it's like, ever since then, you know, it was just one of those cool little,
yeah.
Eric and Mike have been awesome since 1993.
That's pretty good. That's Ben, a good little run.
And Ben's okay too.
Ben's okay.
Ben's okay.
He's had his daily ration of scotch.
Oh, that sounds exhausting. It is. Scotch is heartburn, dog. God damn. So describe the sound of the Queen City Rejects. What would you describe? What you're trying to accomplish? How about that?
Oh, that's everything. Everything is an influence. It's just, you know. But I wanted it to be simple. You don't have to think about it. You know, listen to it. I mean, I'm not.
That's how punk rock should be.
Exactly. I mean, you know, don't dig too deep. That's why it's like I look for people like Marshall who can fucking. Just
get it all in a minute and a half and get the fuck out.
But I mean, you know, it's that talent, you know, I'll admit it, it's dumbed down. I want my music dumbed down. It's meathead punk.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ayo, let's go, you know. But it's done with the attack of Metallica or Sabbath, or, you know, it's like if Slayer was playing a Ramones song.
Cool.
You know,
okay,
and that, and then
it's a good little metaphor,
and that's it. I mean, you know, and it just it's the music the music's not that hard. It's not a Rubik's cube,
yeah.
You know, but the groove is there. You know, I grew up on
the selling point. Live is really what our
The live show is the big payoff. You know, it's just so much fucking energy that peels your fucking skull back.
Skull pilling, baby.
Skull pill. And that's like, you know.
That's cool. So, influences. Yeah. That's what I was getting at. What is it? Say if you had to narrow it down to three. Top three.
The Ramones and Van Halen.
What is it?
Well, you got to go with four if you're going with Van Halen. You got to. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Because that's the beauty of me and him.
Yeah.
He said Van Halen.
Total Michael Anthony and fucking total fucking dynamic duo, I think.
Really, yeah, but it's like, you know, Van Halen, Ramones, Black Sabbath, Motorhead.
Yeah. Hey, all right, yeah,
that's
cool.
That's the box. We reach in that box. I mean, none of it sounds like Van Halen.
No, yeah,
but it's in us.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, none of it sounds like Soul Sonic Force, but that's also in there too. I love 80s hip hop.
Yeah.
Run DMC, Kumo D.
You could have a Van Halen live show. It don't have to sound anything like Van Halen, you know? You can just take the live show from Van Halen.
Yeah,
The attitude.
Yeah. The pants.
The pants.
You meant the pants. No. That's what you meant. The spandex, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, you know, they put on a show. I remember seeing them.
Who?
Van Halen.
Oh, man.
Like, fucking.
Halen, not Hagar, correct?
I saw both.
Okay.
I saw both. I saw a 1984 tour. I think Billy Squire opened up.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking show. It was a show.
I bet, man. I mean, you're not the best for no reason, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's just that it's like some people have all flash and no smash.
Yeah.
You know, some people have all smash and no flash.
All gas, no ass, baby.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, put a little soul in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Put a fucking Ike Turner slap on it.
I mean that's true. Damn, that's 1984, man. God damn it. How old was I?
Negative three,
bro. God damn.
Dude, I did see
but that's where all the good music was. God damn it. And I like missed all it in the 90s. I was fucking single digits, you know? Missed all that.
Yeah, the 90s was weird.
Fuck my parents.
Yeah.
You should have fucked earlier.
Should have got started sooner.
Yeah. I mean, they were like 13, 14, so they could not have pushed it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Ah, man. They're popping out kids in other countries at like fucking 10 years
old. Oh, I know, but.
But no, I'm from a different, you know, I'm a late starter. I'm almost fucking 50, but I still do this shit.
I mean, it's what makes
you know, I ain't never gonna grow up.
Hey, good.
Yeah,
you know? I think that's boring.
But that's the other. I mean, it's also. I mean, you know, our music is, you know, a lot of it's a time frame. You know, there is a certain time frame that it's in that box,
right?
You know, like with the hardcore of the 80s. You know, and the rock and roll of the 80s. And
I do keep eyeing this fucking Andre the Giant back here.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is dope as hell.
Yeah, there's that, and there's Abdul the Butcher.
Oh,
not
cool.
Abdul the Butcher. Shit. The Iron Sheik.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those too, god damn it. But I draw blood all over mine, though. Like,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I fucked them all up with blood. Damn, dude. Yeah, I got this whole like set, all the ones like that.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, dude.
I
damn, man. I got a dumb amount of stupid toys for no like. I got boxes that my wife won't let me put out. My
fucking, that's all Batman stuff
in that box.
Yeah, and I got. I'm trying to.
She got to add on a room.
I gotta put another. I ran out of room.
You need to expand your.
She only let me have
toys,
this.
Your toy space for your dolls.
Yeah.
This is my,
have you seen the dolls. Ones that like it's just one shelf that goes all the way around the top? It's like it's just like enough for it's like one shelf, but it goes all the way around the top. And I know dudes that have like so much shit just hanging out up there.
Yeah.
And still have so much room in the room.
Oh, I still got toys in here. You know, but it's like,
yeah.
She actually did this. She decorated the whole thing.
That's cool. That Rat Fink's cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah, you got some choice nugs up in here.
Some nugs.
The choice little, nugs.
Little finger puppets of zombies.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
I still have my.
Yeah, let's go here. Get the mic. Let's take a tour through your toy shed.
It's in the box. It's in the box. Yeah, I got Slimer. That's a mask.
That's pretty awesome.
And then, oh, this is a cool one. Oh, no, I ain't going. The gorilla mask. Underneath it, there's a Donald Trump mask. Underneath it is a fucking a
Ronald McDonald mask.
No, it's a Mexican wrestling mask.
Oh, Lucha Libre.
Yeah. But I don't. I bought the Donald Trump mask because I was wanting to do something with it, you know, turn it into a pinata or something.
There'll be a time.
Yeah, I'm saving that goodie. I'm saving that.
After he dies, there'll be plenty of time.
But I bought these at the that convenience store across from on the corner of Ozark and New Hope.
Yeah.
It's fucking Star Wars knockoffs.
Oh yeah, that's the bootlegs are the best.
Space Wars. Space Darth Wars. Vader looks like knockoff, and the other one's a stormtrooper.
That's so dope.
Yeah, and it's just there is no rhyme or reason to a lot of this collection.
Yeah.
Except there's Godzilla I had since 1983.
Wow.
Yeah, I still have it's in the box, but it's a Amigo Batman.
Uh huh.
You know, I got a.
That's awesome.
There's a Sid Vicious.
Yeah, dude. The more bootlegs, the better. God damn.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. And I,
Johnny came to live at my house. He moved in with me and my wife for a while.
Uh huh.
And when we moved him in, he had this giant, just like 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, 3 foot box, and all this shit was in it.
You got to take your essentials Angie's with you, like, man.
And she's like, "What the fuck is all this shit?" And I was like, "That's his toys. That's his prized things."
Yeah, dude. I mean,
that and a giant box of VHSs from the mid '80s.
Hey, if you noticed, you've
downsized. Yeah, you certainly.
I got rid of like a whole. I had like doubles, triples. I had doubles and triples of like Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Like VHSs?
VHSs, DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Because people is like, "Oh, you like weird shit? I bought you something, and it's a dollar, one of those dollar movies." I had
a fucking thousand of them.
Yeah, literally. I had like over 1,000 of just B crap.
Yeah.
I mean, some still in past, like, "I ain't never watching this shit.
Yeah. I got no time for this shit." Dude, yeah. I've got so many of those. But again, I mean, I gave Michael Black fucking 300 DVDs.
Wow.
Just like, come get them. If you don't come get them, I'm going to put them in the trash can.
Some of them, I mean, I still got, I mean, I have as a joke, like that.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Because, I mean, it is. I mean, it's like just cheesy.
Yeah.
You
ever see like the Wi-Fis of like, if you like go to somebody's neighborhood and it says FBI surveillance or something like that?
We do. My wife was like, "I'm going to call this surveillance." She's like, "I'm going to call this surveillance drone." So I was like, "Nobody be trying to get into our shit."
Or just call it like Bang Bus or something bang like that. Yeah. The bang bus is out front.
I remember the Bang Bus.
You were on the Bang From Bus. Yesterday. Oh, okay.
It was one of the drivers.
Yeah.
I wasn't the driver.
They always fuck with the drivers, man. I don't know why. It's like, it sounds like a good job to me.
Yeah, it's a killer job.
Yeah.
You just don't get to do shit.
Yeah. But he just
drive.
Yeah. I mean, he just sits there.
But
I'm sure he makes a
it makes a bucks, it makes a good five figures makes doing a that. Good,
yeah, really.
I just want high fives. That's all I want. Right. That's not a lot, you know. That's not too much to fucking ask there we for. Go.
Here.
High fives, and if I can just listen to what I want to listen to, let me listen to headphones.
Control of the music.
Yeah, that's it.
I need to go to my high. Nasty.
Yeah. Oh man.
I want to listen to macaroni and cheese being stirred slowly for 30 minutes.
Just like, she should not be flapping like that.
Oh.
Noises should not be happening like that.
Noise, noise, noise.
It smells like a ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh yeah.
And looks like one too.
I had a little drink somewhere.
Oh yeah. Here's your.
Ah, it's a Nuro. Shout out to Nuro. I'd like to take this time to give I wish.
Sponsored by Miller High Life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
What's up, Millers?
Miller High Life. The piss of beer. But it's good.
The champagne of... I mean, Miller High Life isn't bad.
It's good for the stomach.
Dude,
It's easy on the stomach.
My homie Dennis's dad was in this like a cover band that got sponsored by like, remember Budweiser Select?
I do. Yeah.
It's like black can, red. Yeah, like it was. It tasted like sand. But every time they would play, his dad's band would get like a case a member or something, you know?
Like promotional.
Yeah. Me and Dennis would steal the shit, and it was just the fucking worst. Like, free beer, you think it was like, fuck it.
I think they advertised that shit at like something like 55 calories. It was like
super stupid light like that.
All but those beers came out at the same time, like Michelob Ultra and all that shit. We had that's all I sold at the bar for like forever.
Yeah.
That and
tastes like little butt sand.
Butt sand.
Fucking gross, dude.
There is one beer that I was trying to get hooked on just because I wanted something different. It was called Genesee.
Oh, the 30 packs.
The 30 pack for $15.
Yeah, man.
And you want to like that really bad. You want to like it. Yeah. You want it.
They also had two flavors, like.
It was like
a green label and a red label.
Yeah.
It was like, but I mean, it also looked like cartoon beer.
It looked like some Simpsons beer.
Yeah. But it was cool.
Duff's,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that shit disappeared because I haven't seen that in a very long time.
It's still out there.
30 packs?
30 packs. $15.
Dude, that's the...
No, we support Gastonia, motherfucker.
If you go over to the little blue gas station over there off of Airline, that's where you find your Genesee.
Oh, the blue. I think that's where I tried to buy my first legal pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, the whole place is painted like blue. The front door is blue. The whole building's blue.
Somebody was like, all you got to do is flash an ID at them. They're not going to fucking, they don't care. I fucking did it. And they were like, huh. And I didn't know what to fucking say. I was like 15 or 16. I was like, that's an old one. And I just grabbed it and ran off. It's like, what does it matter if it's an old one? It still says your fucking birthday. I didn't really think about that.
We'd go grab the beer and walk up to the cashier with the money in our hand and just throw it and run out the fucking door.
Like, this is $1.80.
Here's your money.
Yeah, I've done worse, so.
Yeah, I just admitted to a crime.
Yeah, dude, I've stole the fucking... Damn. I've tried to run out a store with 3 cases of beer at one time and got back to the house and had 6 beers. So
that was your haul?
Fucking, yeah, it was kind of fucking pointless. Can't go back to Concord. No. They have a picture underneath the plastic.
If you see this?
Like under... Yeah. Like perfect picture of my face. Yeah,
I got banned from the Bilo in Wilmington around 2000 because I went to grocery, to be an adult and go grocery shopping
to grab a haul, man.
You know, and it was like my roommate Singer at the time was like, hey man, you know, see if you can get me a tall boy. You know, that's just tall boy. I'm like, all right, and I'm like, oh man, I only have enough for this. It's like my buddy wants a tall boy, but I really need to buy toothpaste. And it was the exact same price, toothpaste or a tall boy. Shit, you know. So I'm like, well, I pocketed the toothpaste.
It's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier. I took it out of the box and just, stuffed it. But, apparently I wasn't cool enough because I got caught. And it was just like for a fucking pack of toothpaste.
Yeah. Did you get a ticket or some
dumb shit? No, I just I got humiliated.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna say how old I was, but I was well old enough to know better.
Yeah.
You know.
But
we were struggling rock and rollers,
You weren't stealing beer, you were stealing toothpaste.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a higher tax on beer. So I was doing my part.
Yeah. You remember Media Play?
Oh yeah.
Man, I used to have a cool little scheme in there with the little fucking pins on my vest. Just pop that shit open. And a little bottom two corners of the CD, just pop the fucking CDs out, put in the pocket, throw the case, dip out. Did that for like fucking 7 years. Nice. Tried it at Best Buy one time, And I tried to get a Between the Bear and Me album. They stopped me at the door.
Damn.
One fucking time. This little dude was like, hey, did you find everything? Did you find this album? And like, damn, pulled out the case. Like, it was a little nerd. He's like, you're not going anywhere.
I was like, help me, goddamn. Your stealing days are over.
Yeah, I ran into the fucking woods across the street from Walmart.
Did you really? You
bolted? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dipped the fuck out. Like, pew. It's on a, like a first date, I think.
Oh, like, really? He left her there.
We're about to go to the movies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were on your first date.
It was something was like that. You know, I was like, I'm out.
When the craving hits you.
Yeah.
You
can't, like, here's the keys. I'll be up here later. I mean,
yeah. If you need that BT Bam CD.
Yeah, it was Silent Circuits. It was a good one. God damn it. It was a good one. It had the good song. Or whatever. Well, now that we've admitted all these fucking crimes.
Right.
That's good.
Well, it's, yeah, we ain't gonna go any deeper.
Yeah, well, that's
the, so anyway.
I'm not gonna dry snitch on myself anymore.
Cause I've always had the dream of doing a taco truck or a food truck or something like that.
Man,
but
so much into that, man.
When you once you go into
food, now that's like a disqualifier.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But there is a way around it. There is a way around all the laws for a food truck, and it's having a vegetarian food truck. Don't serve meat.
Really?
And a lot of those laws has nothing to do with you anymore. You can get by with a lot of shit. And I actually thought about doing like a vegan burrito truck or a vegetarian burrito truck.
I mean, there's people, do people eat like the crumbles and shit? I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's... You can, there's more than just the two that you see at the store, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's more different kinds, and you can make your own and shit like that. But, I mean, I've ate vegan. My wife's fucking basically vegan.
Well, I mean, I know there's, like, the hardcore vegans, and then there's people.
Then there's people that, you know, get a wild hair in their ass, and they're like, well, you know what? I'm going to eat great this week.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, it's like, are there people out there that will want a burger, but they're okay that it's...
I mean, it depends on where you set up. I think if you were to set up in Gastonia, probably not.
No.
Because that's like putting a... I'm not going to say the name of the place, but that's like, it's like putting a brewery. Like, it's great, but sometimes...
There's a place in Lincoln.
Like they've been buying $1.25 beers for 50, 80, 100 years, you know?
Yeah. But there's a place in Lincoln. It's a cool little place. I mean, everything is farm-fed. Everything is like, you know, it's mostly like a vegan place. But what meat they do have is like... You know, they know that cow personally.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara.
Yeah. You know, and she lived a wonderful life.
And she was mad at me yesterday. But but now you have her.
No, I don't think you could kill an angry cow. The meat won't be good.
Yeah.
The meat won't taste good if it's an angry.
You gotta blow her a kiss first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's went from like a nice little vegan conversation to blowing them a kiss.
Are you veggie?
No, but I mean I don't have any problem with eating vegetarian or vegan. I like, they both taste good. I think it makes.
But now I mean I guess the thing, I mean, do you, I mean, do people,
would I, what you saying, would I do it?
Yeah, well, yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I mean, like...
Because I know that it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, other people are like, if it ain't meat, fuck you.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like cooking vegan because it's just more fun. Like, it makes it... It's not the same shit over and over again. I made a fucking chickpea mac and cheese the other day. Or not, I mean, a couple months ago. But, I mean, think about that. Like, it was a fucking pureed chickpeas into a fucking... Like a gooey mac and cheese sauce.
Oh.
So, like, you're like, what the fuck? But it sounds fucking
I remember great. One time I was trying to do vegetarian, and, I did it. But it was, we made spaghetti, but we used a peanut butter based sauce. It was interesting. It was like peanut butter and chili, and like chili powder.
You mean like as a marinara?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. And it was good. It was tasty. Different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was something that we saw in a veggie cookbook.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's the thing. If it's good, like the first time people, that's why people don't stick to it, is because it's like they try it and they're like, this don't taste exactly like it's supposed to taste.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, get that out of your head. Like, if it tastes good, it's good. It's not supposed to taste like fucking chunky marinara. It's supposed to taste like peanut butter fucking
Yeah, well, sauce. I mean, if you do it right, I mean, you can make peanut butter taste fucking crazy.
I love peanut butter.
I mean, you can make one taste, because there's this one hot dog out of Wilmington. It's a local fucking thing, and it's called John Island Hot Dog.
Okay.
And it's mayo, onions, and peanut butter.
Huh.
Heated peanut butter.
Pinkies has one like that, right?
Pinkies. I don't know.
They have like some kind of, you can get on one of your burgers, it's a certain style, and it's like chunky peanut butter and like coleslaw or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you can mix it right, there's some cool shit that you can do with like.
I mean, shit, I've seen like people on like Facebook like complain about, you know, some people put sugar on top of their spaghetti.
Yeah.
Sugar's already in your fucking spaghetti. Like, people don't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the fucking tartness of those fucking tomatoes. I can get a fucking goat food nerd.
Yeah, that's
all day.
That's, I love the whole, you know, I'm not a big chef or anything, but I do love making food. Just making it weird, making it, you know, like, I don't like tomatoes. So yeah. I made a club one time, and instead of a tomato, I fucking put a slice of apple.
Okay.
And it's fucking awesome, you know, just because, you know.
So you don't like tomatoes.
I don't like I will throw up like a motherfucker.
Oh, my God, yes.
I will. Somebody made me a.
I love tomatoes.
I had somebody make me a grilled cheese one time, and they snuck a tomato in there. I chased them down, fucking Fight Club style, and puked all over their fucking ass.
Literally, on their ass.
Fucking tomato.
We stopped at it. We were like band practice one day out in Waxhaw, and we were like, "Let's go to Burger King real quick, get back to this shit." And just the sight of somebody eating a burger with a tomato on it. This dude goes out in the parking lot and just ralphs all over the fucking place. Just from the side of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have a problem eating other people's vomit. That's
and it was cut off there. No, I got a homie that he thinks mayonnaise is fucking disgusting to him.
Right. Yeah.
He'll throw up on the sight of mayonnaise, but
a lot of people like that.
He dips everything in ranch, though.
Oh, okay, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's weird.
He was like, "I know, but it's got other stuff in it." Like, whatever, dude. It's 90% what you hate.
That drummer from Slipknot, he can't eat wet food.
Oh, he's like a dry dog food type of guy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you've heard those people, right?
Yeah.
It's like they don't like any sauces. They don't like, you know, they don't like wet food.
Yeah. Creep. That's, we call that suspect where I'm from.
Yeah. It's like
you just eat dry. Like, what do you do when you're 80?
Like, what do you put on your salad?
What you going to do with your mashed potatoes when you're old? Fucking weirdo. Yeah, what do you put on your salad? Nothing.
Cheese. Oh, make it drier.
Yeah. Tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. All right, then here's some lettuce.
Creep. Well, no, I mean, a lot of those people that do eat raw, like, they eat their shit raw. You know, what's his name from
John Joseph?
Yeah, Cro-Mags. He's all about that fucking...
Yeah.
He's all about that raw...
Apparently it works, because he's like 60 now.
Yeah, he's...
I saw a video yesterday of them playing in like Las Vegas or something. And he's like 20 years old. He moves like he's fucking 20, so...
Hey, toupee or not toupee?
Toupee.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I hear, but I mean, you know... I mean, he's keeping it up.
I mean, he does like fucking iron, like not just eating clean, but he does like fucking Ironman, like competitions and shit.
Yeah.
Triathlons and.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, he's fucking 60 and he'll swim fucking Hudson pulling a boat.
Yeah. Because he ate a head of lettuce. Because
he, a raw head of lettuce. Yeah. He ate a head of lettuce. Yeah. He ate some dry cauliflower. Yeah. He ate some of the coral. Hey, if you direct your attention to stage left, we got to play with them.
Yeah, that's what they actually. I was working at Tremont when they played there. Like it was like 4 or 5 years ago now.
Yeah,
and there was like this huge holdup on them going on stage, and I found out that it was because his food wasn't there. And he was just sitting backstage eating.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. Okay. Right. Like, that's some like baller ass like PNC Arena shit. Yeah, but
oh yeah, that's some David Lee Roth shit.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard some Axl Rose shit, man. Like.
What about the Doyle shit from?
Oh. The Doyle.
Yeah. Oh, what did he do? I think we catered Doyle before.
Is it too soon?
No, it's not too soon. I mean, but it's. I mean, hell, they already said we were banned from their tour.
Well, let's just say so, Doyle's a fucking cocksucker. I'll tell you that.
Dude, man, I thought it was going to be cool because you know I've opened up for Jerry Only's Misfits. Yeah. You know, it was him, Dez from Black Flag, and fucking dude from Murphy's Law playing drums.
Right.
You know, Doyle wasn't around. You know,
this is a little different Misfits with him.
Yeah. But, you know, back in November, we did a 3-day run with them. And they literally had to have weights out front, you know. And it's like the drummer, like, fucking sat in a corner, just and I know you're getting in the zone.
Yeah.
But I mean, in all honesty, there's going to be 50 people out in that fucking crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I mean, I know you play like there's 100.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. I'm all for that. But he didn't shake anybody's hand. He refused to shake anybody's hand. Because, you know,
icky.
It cost $50 just to have him sign something. $50.
Talk about Doyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like that at the Mad Monster. He looked at me and I was talking to him. He didn't respond at all.
Blank face like Saul.
Until I gave him the $5 for the fucking picture op. Damn. And then he responded to me. And I was like, fuck you, man.
Defeats the purpose of the calls. You know?
Like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, that's with playing. I mean, it's like playing the show. Everybody was, you know, because, you know, first day we all found out what a douchebag.
Yeah. It's like, do you really want to go that? Do you really want to make it to the top?
I mean, he's making it up to the fucking waist because of his brother.
Yeah,
you know, just because he's a fucking brand name, you know.
Yeah,
I ain't talking shit. I respect the Misfits. I love the Misfits. I have a fucking Misfits tattoo.
I mean,
but
at one point it was awesome.
At one point it was fucking cool as shit. But the thing is, we put a fucking sticker. Well, okay, we didn't. Somebody did. Yeah. I'm not going to say, you know, but everybody was like, oh, man, he's such a fucking douchebag. He's fucking douchebag. And then the next day, it's like, you know, we get on their web, on their Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to know a quick way to get banned from ever touring with Doyle, and there's a picture of fucking Queen City's Rejects.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just gave us the best fucking press ever. Yeah, dude. I was like, yeah, I appreciate
that's
it.
That's the most punk rock thing ever.
You know?
Like, I mean, you just pissed off one of the... That sounds great to me, dude.
I mean, it's like, about? You know, we only got like 1,000 followers. You know, Doyle's got how many?
Yeah.
You know?
How many did you get from that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
I actually read some of the comments, and it's like they always say never read comments, all yeah. this and that.
Oh, fuck that. I love it.
I read, and it was like for putting a sticker on somebody's fucking trailer.
Yeah.
You know, that could easily be, you know, it's just peeled right off and you're good. You're good to go. There was comments like, oh, some people shouldn't even have been born. Some people yeah. should have been aborted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like.
It's like, you need to be in prison.
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me?
That's vandalism here in New Hampshire.
And it's like, oh, how punk rock are you?
Yeah.
You're like, you're mad at that. Welcome yeah, to the dude. Fucking 21st century now, right?
Doyle's fucking Hilton hotel room every single night and shit like that. That's what I did. Like, all last year I did, like, Live Nation catering.
Yeah.
So, like, all those fucking names that came through PNC and shit, yeah. that's we did their dressing rooms. We cooked their food for them. We put it on their bus for them.
That's kind of interesting.
It is interesting, but it's also...
Probably a lot of work.
See a lot of that.
Strange shit.
A lot of the fucking dickheadest people in the world are... People that you're paying fucking $70 to go see.
Yeah.
Here's a story about how Justin became our bass player for Queen City Rejects. I was playing bass for a little bit, from the beginning, I guess. And I was working at 181 in Gastonia. And Winger. Yeah, Winger came through, and I was cook.
Yeah.
So I made it. I made his vegetarian burger that he was like, here, cook this for you know, Mr. Winger, you know, and
Mr. Don Winger.
But the thing, Big Nate. Of Nathan Wilkinson. Will you know him?
Possibly. Look at his face, I'll probably know.
Bulk. You remember Bulk? Not Bulk, Hulk. Damn it.
The band Hulk?
Yes, yeah, the band Hulk. Yeah. Drummer, Nate.
Okay, yeah.
I said Bulk.
Bulk. I mean, that makes sense. Bless him.
Yeah, well...
I wish somebody called me Bulk, man.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody in that band was big.
Yeah, they were. Know. They could have been Bulk.
You know, I could have been in that band.
Yeah.
It was like every time.
You're like slamming down and shit.
Slam. Yeah, I'm dating a nurse.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. She makes me eat all that healthy shit. Yeah. She put it's like I'm not eating real meat. I'm eating crumbles. Yeah, but no. There was one time Queen City was playing, and I cheat a lot when I play bass. You know, because I hit the string, and then I say my verse, and you know whatever. And we did a good job. It was a good show, but Nate was like. It's like, oh, I saw you keep wingering it up there, you know, because I would hit the note and that was it.
Yeah,
I let it ride out. I cheated like a motherfucker. And
so that's a winger thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, you've seen the videos. He'd be like, he would be holding the bass, you know. Yeah, it's like she's only 17.
Oh yeah, point with the pick.
You know, he would like, you know, his bass was his
3 foot tall.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like the bass was the extension of his cock and nothing more.
Oh, he had an extendo.
Yeah. But yeah, he was like, it's like, us.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw you Kip wingering it up there. And it's like, damn. And I knew what he meant. Yeah. I knew exactly what it meant. And that's when I was like, you know, hey, Justin, I need you to come back in. And so he started fucking playing bass for me, you know. And when Winger came to Gastonia.
Yeah. Out of all places in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It was sad. But anyway, I brought him his fucking vegetarian burger. And it was like, oh, it's real cool. I get to meet you. I can tell you that you're the reason why I stopped playing bass. And then I fucking walked out.
And he's he's like standing in front of the mirror, like 17, yeah. Like pointing at it and shit.
You know, like
35 years later.
Yeah, y'all remember the movie Empire Records?
Yeah.
You know that fake vocalist that was having his day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where he is.
What's
now.
What's his fucking name? Kip.
Kip Winger.
Kip Winger.
Yeah. I give it. He played in Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, he actually played then.
Yeah. No pointing and twisting.
Well, I don't think he was allowed to because that was like, you know,
that's
don't
Alice's
show,
show
up Alice.
Yeah. That'd be some shit.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Again, just to refresh, what's going on this weekend?
This weekend is Van Huskins. 8 o'clock sharp. Be there early. Van Huskins, Queen City Reject is going to play four songs, play a tribute to a great fucking guy, Justin Fisher, you know, who just passed away a fucking week ago. I'm still like, holy shit. And then the War Boys, US, fucking awesome fucking band. Fucking awesome, great guys. Fucking the Bowman brothers, you know. They, War Boys, they're going on. They're taking our place. Great for them to just jump in literally a week notice. And then, you know, the fucking big old fucking Destructo anti scene.
Yeah,
know?
Dude. Big old Destructo.
Yeah. Like, fucking second time that they played at Freeman's.
Have your merch money ready.
Yeah. It's it's a free show.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool.
Yes, it is. But safe. I want to say it's 21 and up.
Good.
So, yeah.
Cause
yeah.
She's only 17.
That bitch is 47.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she's 49 now.
Is there a maximum age for the show?
No, I may be wrong about that, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
the adults were talking when that was happening.
I haven't seen a flyer or anything. So,
there's flyers all over Facebook. I sent you one.
Okay.
And that's the one we go by. Yeah, that was made by Jeff. So
that's the Bible. That's,
yes, yeah, Jeff made that one.
Jeff Clayton
and
Bible.
It says 8 o'clock sharp in like fucking Batman pow.
Oh yeah, sharp means 7:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like, and he was cool enough to let us do the little tribute. And again, there may be a little surprise.
Yeah, but wait. There's more.
Don't just live in a moment. Have your fucking cell phones, fucking cameras on, because yeah. It's going to be a fucking history in the making.
Go push play at, go push record on the back of your camcorder at the back of the room.
Yeah.
Because Kip Winger might be in town.
Yeah. Kip Winger.
For the anti-scene show. Well, awesome. Again, thank you guys for coming on. I guess we can cut this shit off. Anything else you guys want to say? Boom, boom.
We'll see you at the show next week.
Oh, this week.
This weekend. This weekend.
All right, guys. Peace out. 49.